Let's keep walking down the towpath in the direction of
that beautifully shaped building that looks reminds me of how I'd imagine Noah's Ark. That amazing curved wall on the Fellows Morton and Clayton building.
Inside there you'd have had the horses because of the period of horse-drawn boats. So it had stabling for 80 horses in there. And the company was wound up in 1947. Still had horse-drawn and steamboats, as well as petrol-driven ones.
But the extraordinary thing about that building is that it was built in 1935, when all over the country canals were being closed down. And yet Fellows Morton and Clayton built that enormous building. And the reason for it is actually because in Birmingham the canals were used for traffic across the city. It wasn't just about long distance transport. Because of the way Birmingham industry worked, where you'd move a component from one place to the next to have the next process worked on it, the canals were used to do just that job. So in actual fact the canals were viable for a long, long time in Birmingham, where they were no longer viable in other parts of the country.
The movements of a forklift truck driving around, the beep of its reversing alarm. I can hear a plane overhead. I can hear people working on the cement site in Morwick Bar itself. I can hear machines, grinding machines. I can hear cars on the road.
Bird singing.
Aircraft noise.
Bird static.
Child talking.
Bus. Car stereo.
Coughing man.
And I can hear wind.
Coughing. Distant road traffic.
That buzzing noise. I don't know what it is. I'm no industrialist. I can't identify.
Hammering.
And a hammer. That's an air conditioning unit, isn't it? Is it?
Door banging.
Distant conversation.
Distant conversation.
Distant road traffic.
I like this sound here. There's a hint of wildlife. You can hear the occasional call of the birds and the ducks and so on. And there's that background Birmingham sound of metal being ground, which, long may it continue. There have been lots of jobs in it, and it's quieter than it ever used to be. But it's almost perfect West Midlands in a way, that mixture of green and grey, as it were, the metal. And everyone likes the sound of a train in the distance, as Paul Simon once sang.
Where we're standing on the bridge now, looking up to where the canal goes over the River Ray and looking up to the Warwick Bar, is a wildlife node. It's where you have five wildlife corridors meeting at this point. You have the River Ray and the canals, and the railway viaduct's also very close to this point. So this whole area is considered to be very important as far as Birmingham's nature conservation strategy is concerned. As we look up towards Warwick Bar, standing on the bridge, on the right-hand side is a large piece of made-up ground, which at the other side of it is the waste transfer station.
Because it's so important to the city that there's these green lungs, and that the wildlife corridors, that the wildlife can connect, they can, the animals and the insects and the plants can go up the canals along the river into the parks.
Over time, it's actually grown into something which is quite interesting from an ecological point of view. It has lots of native trees, which have basically just happened here by accident and grown up and are starting to become quite mature. And on the other side, as you look down to the River Ray, there's a very large south-facing bank. And this is particularly good for insects because it's south-facing, it gets very sunny, insects like warmth. So on a hot summer's day, you can go down there, you can hear lots of bumblebees buzzing around, you can hear dragonflies buzzing around and many other insects which are just going around pollinating the flowers.
Crickets.
I mean, it's always fascinated me about Birmingham is that sense that in Manchester, which is the other kind of comparable city, the canal is famous for cruising. It's just absolutely, I mean, Canal Street is the gay area, and just beyond that is where all the kind of the gay cruising happens. And it's so much less prevalent in Birmingham, I think, than in Manchester, because I remember, I mean, once when I went, the one time I went down, it was heaving like a nightclub. It was just so busy. And I don't imagine it's ever like that in Birmingham. So, weirdly, and I'm sure this is terribly inappropriate, but I think it's actually not a bad thing that there is these kind of urban wild spaces where slightly wild things happen.
There's such a lot of wildlife. There's so many different plants. That's goldenrod, that's another garden plant. Although that one could have self-seeded. I really like plants, and I've spotted lots and lots of wild flowers. There's one little area where somebody's scattered some seeds that you'd normally find in a garden. I think they've deliberately planted things like marigolds, because that's probably where they have their lunch, probably where they eat their sandwiches.
Well, I grow a lot of wildflowers, so when they've seeded, because I grow them in pots, I always feel guilty about their seeds being wasted, so I collect the seeds and then I go and scatter them over by the along the towpath and by the side of the Ray. But there are also a lot of garden escapees.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what plants are, because it was last year we noticed it, and I actually found some seeds, you know, still attached to the you know, somebody had bought a dried flower head and scattered them. Well, I can't remember what seeds they were. It's gone. I can't remember which ones they were.
When you're ready, click onto the next track.